No, I think it was one of those out of the box games where we had opportunity. We had 67 inside 50s, and very rarely, if you look at historical data, you have that many entries and not get a result. But they applied good pressure and we're quite fumbly. So we'll just look at that as a random situation for us, I would have thought.
So 0-2, there's a bit more pressure build.
Pressure's part of the landscape. Every week there's an element of pressure. But our players, this whole year's going to stay the same. We've got to build synergy and chemistry because they haven't been together a lot. But we're not going to put any ceiling on them. We're going to hold them to really high account. So the pressure's the pressure that the players are putting on themselves in terms of they've got high expectations. And that's a good thing.
I guess the weekend's performance was even more surprising given how well we started the year against Richmond. Was that sort of, did that take a bit more by surprise given the week prior?
More the area that we just didn't use the ball cleanly was, as I said at the start, there was a little bit random. I didn't see that coming, but there's still some signs. You know, our system's fairly strong. It gave us enough opportunities to go forward. 67, as I've said a couple of times now. So hopefully we can capitalise this week.
So you've opened up the levers a bit this year. You're getting far more inside 50s, but no results yet. You stay true to what you're trying to do there.
Yeah, you can catastrophise it and jump and try and change things too quickly. We saw in JLT there's some really good signs. We're getting opportunities. As I said, it's about synergy. This group's just got to build together. There's a lot of new faces around, but we'll hold them to high account on that.
I think during his performance on Tomlins, he seemed to be a bit loose and sort of maybe a bit too over-exuberant in his wants to attack. Do you sort of have a chat to him just to sort of rein that in a bit this week?
Yeah, well, you love, that's what's made him step up, is his attack on the footy and going and not hesitating. Liam, a little bit like our group, is just learning to find the balance between offence and defence, and they'll work through that, and I think it'll get tighter and better week by week.
Does Matty Cruiser play this week?
Yeah, he does. Having Cruz and Kennedy out for a fair chunk of the Richmond game and last week, they're big, strong bodies in and around our midfield, so having them both back this week will help, no doubt about that.
So Kennedy's right as well?
Yeah, Kennedy will play as well.
This time last year, you talked about seeing signs of consistency after you beat the Pies. How are you feeling around that, year on?
Signs of?
Consistency.
Yeah, well, we're still learning and building in that space. The guys, by and large, are just learning that understanding of offence and defence and how one affects the other. So they're working through that. And once that clicks, consistency will grow. Yeah.
Is Darcy Lane a chance?
No, he's not ready yet, no.
How many games does he have to play in the VFL before he will be ready to send his selections? Darcy Lane?
Well, he hasn't played yet, so we're just we're waiting to get his ankle right, because when we get him back, we don't want him in and out and he's a little bit sore. So that's just lingered a little bit longer than we had thought. So once he plays, You'd think a couple of games. I won't lock myself to that. It all depends on form and how he goes.
Yeah. We're doing such a negative publicity for the first time in his young, very young career. Have you had a chat to him about how to cope with that? And how can you explain his sort of start for the year?
Yeah, I think he played a really good game in the JLT against Hawthorn. And the last few weeks, Jacob admitted he's been a little bit down. And it just shows the power of the mind. So he's got real clarity this week on his role, down back, focusing on that. It's just typical of a young guy in their third year, making sure that their thoughts dictate their actions, and that's a learned behaviour. Yeah.
Obviously,
mindset. Yeah.
First couple of years, he's been a sea ball, defend, one grabber. Are you saying he's overthinking it?
Yeah, you can overthink it at times. Yeah, that's quite normal for a young guy. That's what happens. Form's never permanently down or permanently up. It's something that players in their careers, it goes up and down. And often they don't lose their body or their ability. It's just the way they're thinking about things. So we're backing Wieters in. That's the main point out of today. We're backing him in, and he's really clear on what he needs to do, and we'll see where it goes.
Did you contemplate sending him back to the VFL to regain a bit of confidence, or was it always in the AFL?
This week, no, we wanted to back him in, so that never came into our mind. As I made that comment before, if you're going to back someone in, you do it early. We've done that early this week.
It's just with Jacob. Obviously, you've got to do what you've got to do positionally, but in an ideal world, would you have left him in the one position? Was that in any way a factor in, I guess, his sudden downturn in form that he's had to juggle both ends?
Oh, no. Listen, we by and large want to play him as a defender. Circumstances prevailed last week where we had Cruiser out, Levi had to go in the ruck, and we needed a stronger body up forward, hence he moved there. But I've said this multiple times about all our players. We want to solidify them in a position first, let them master it, and then build them into a player that can play in multiple positions. Last week was through circumstance, but we want to get Wieters to master the craft of that key pillar down back, and then in time be able to swing him forward. But yeah, circumstance change of that last week.
Is Jack Savani going to come back this week? I'm not believing the VFL.
No, he'll be in the VFL this week. Yeah, he's still building his game as a young fella. Yeah.
You've got a pretty decent recent record against Collingwood. Is that something you focus on and give you a bit of confidence heading in, or you don't really take much consideration?
New game, new year. Yeah.
You've won the Carlton Collingwood thing, both undefeated, round three, big game. And then there's the rivalry on top of that, or not?
Yeah, I'm learning to understand it. A lot of that is built through history and respecting the past. We're a club that's tried to connect with our past players and respect it, so we know it's a big game, and our players are eager to perform on the back of last week.
They're quite under the pump at the moment as well, and missing quite a few players. You're expecting quite a fired-up Collingwood outfit this week as a result.
Yeah, missing players. I think all clubs miss players, you know. That's part of it, and that's why the game's so brutal. We've had Lang out, we've had Williamson out, we've got Doherty out. Last few weeks we've had Kennedy and Cruiser. So that's part of it. You just got to front up with what you got, and I'm sure Collingwood will front up with what they've got as well.
Are you surprised that spotlight's already on Buckley?
I'm not here to talk about Bucks, but yeah, it's only round two. We can very, very quickly, as I've said, catastrophise things. So I think pressure is something that can be manufactured very quickly, and it's just got to be tempered a little bit, I would have thought.
Does Kieran Byrne have that, I don't know if that's right, have those scans or something on the quad during the week?
Yeah, he strained his quad, so he'll miss, you know, typical quad, what is it, 3 or 4 weeks, yeah.
If you win that thing there, is someone going to be able to pick it up?
That's bigger than me, but, you know, that's not hard, is it? Richard Pratt, so being a great servant of our footy club, and you know, prostate cancer affects many, and it's a really strong cause, and one that you know, we hold dearly and close, considering the Pratt's family and relationship to our footy club.
You're back on the big stage like you were in round one. Is that a really important learning tool for young players to get used to, you know, the glare of the national spotlight?
It's a fantastic learning opportunity. They're really eager, yeah.